We are Chavzayin Amid Aleph, and we just finished three statements of Shmuel. One was that when there's sisters and co-wives, the chalitza should be given to the co-wives in order to patur both. And the other one was, if he gave a get to one of them, he should give chalitza to the other. And if he gave a mimer to one of them, he should give chalitza to the other. Okay. Now, frek the Gemara Maishno. We are in the Chavzayin Amid Aleph. You see, Taisus Aleph Hey, which means Yihachi, move over to the Gemara and go a line up. Now, when we learned this Gemara, we spoke out the Gemara's Maskana. The Gemara at this point can't understand why it's better to give Chalitza to the Tzaris than it is to the sisters. He can't do Yibum again. Two people died, left over two wives apiece. They're sisters and co-wives. He's not allowed to do Yibum to the sisters, nor is he allowed to do Yibum to the co-wives, because just like Achayzuk HaKasai is Aser, Chazal Aser Tzaras Achayzuk HaKasai. You can't marry the co-wife of the Achayzuk HaKasai. So really, he has no ability to do Yibum to any of these four women. None. So why is it better to give Chalitza to the co-wives than to give Chalitza to the sisters? That's the Gemara's problem. Now, when we learned it, Rashi addressed the issue. Rashi addressed the issue, like the Maskana of the Gemara, that the Isser of the co-wives is a lesser Isser of the two. But the Gemara at this point doesn't see it that way. Both are Asr for Yibum. The Yibum is not applicable to any of these four women. Why is one better than the other? What? Rashi said because it's a step removed, right? That's what we said. But that's, again, that's once you know the Maskana of the Gemara. But Rashi gave you the Maskana of the Gemara when he explained the Gemara originally, but the Gemara here does not know that yet. Frank the Gemara, why when he gives Chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't absolve the Tzaras, meaning it absolves the sister, but it doesn't absolve the Tzara. The Havelei, Achais Isha Bezika, because it's Achais Zukukasai, right? Both sisters are bound to him. Each one is Achaisi Kukasai. Therefore, he can't do Yibum to either of the two. Therefore, the Chalitza is a weaker Chalitza. Right? Call it Tzaras Namila Lifterachius. They're not any better. The Havel Tzaras Achaisi Shemazika. Because both, again, what the Gemara is asking is, we're walking into this saying that giving Chalitza to the Tzaras is more beneficial than giving Chalitza to the sisters, and we don't understand why.
But it seems to me that if they're already bound to them and the Chalitza works, then that seems even stronger. Because if you do a Chalitza to the sisters. Yeah, the sisters, and it works
for them. Again, Shmuel's rule is when you can do a better one. To absolve both, you have to do the better one.
I would say it's better.
Why is it better? Again, what makes a chalitza not good that you can't do yibum? There's no possibility of yibum takes away the power of chalitza. So the problem is, if one were better than the other, Shmuel can say do the better to absolve both. If you do the not better one, then it doesn't absolve both. But if both are equal, so do one and not the other, or do both, whatever way you're going to do, but one's not better than the other.
How about Midoraisa?
Midoraisa, you can marry any one of these.
There's no strength in Midoraisa.
No, this is all rabbinic. We're dealing in rabbinic land. We're not in Midoraisa land. We're in rabbinic land. Frank the Gemara. Why is the chalitza of the sisters not strong enough to absolve both of them, to free both of them, is because you can't do yibum because one is your wife. Achais isha mezika, chalitza tzaras nami leiluf tzarachias tavelu tzaras achais isha mezika. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, the havel achais isha mezika, the havel bayi liyavume leimatzi. If he wanted to do yibum, he wouldn't be able to. The chalitza is weaker. L'tzaras nami, ha'tzaras achai skukihi, ba'tzuri l'yibumi. He can't do yibum, the tzara mokim erva kaimi. Chazal consider the tzara like the erva. They made an erva called achai skukasai, and they expanded it to include tzaras achai skukasai.
Double remove?
It's the same. They modeled it after the deraisa. Tzaras erev is aser. Tzaras achayzu kukasa is aser.
It's the same level.
Again, you know the Gemara's answer because we've said it five times. But that's, you know, the maskana. We're at this point not seeing that difference.
Okay.
And for the Gemara, ksavr shmu ein zika. Shmu holds ein zika. And therefore, there's no Isra Achai Zukukasai. There's no Isra Achai Zukukasai. Now, it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is going to jump right over it. Because if there's no Isra Achai Zukukasai, you can do Chalitza to the sister. You can do Yibum to the sister. In fact, the Gemara first Amar Shmuel Yezika. Back in Dav Yud Ches, Shmuel told us Yezika. The Dibra Haim Ein Zika Kamar. This statement is according to Ein Zika. Since Ein Zika, therefore, you can do chalitza to the tzaras of the sisters. In fact, the Gemara, you can call it flakis, and I live through tzaras. So why can't you give chalitza to the sisters? If there's no zika, there's no israchai zukukasai. If there's no israchai zukukasai, you're allowed to do yibum to one of them, right? You can do yibum to Leah, correct? So then, why can't you give chalitza to Leah? Why do you have to give chalitza to Leah's co-wife? Now, zakti Gemara. Now again, the Gemara is assuming Leah is the first one and Rachel is the second one. So now, Leah is perfectly mutter for Yibum. Even though Rachel is your sister, Shmuel is going Ein Zika. If you hold Ein Zika, there is no Isser to do Yibum to Leah. So you can do Yibum to Leah. Once you do Chalitza to Leah, then you can't do Chalitza to Rachel. Because it's Achlais Chalutzesa. Once again, there's two sisters that fell from two houses.
Oh.
Right? They can't fall from the same house. It's impossible. Two sisters fell from two houses. Leah is a perfectly eligible for Yibum. Chalitza is 100% Chalitza. You could have done Yibum. You didn't do Yibum. You did Chalitza. Rachel is not eligible for Chalitza anymore because she's a Chayitz Chalitza. So even if you hold Ein Zika,
she's
not eligible for Yibum anymore. Correct. So Mishleimach, I understand Tzara de Rachel leisipater that doing chalitza to Rachel won't pater her Tzara. The kibun the chalitz for Leah, the vahad the chalitz for Rachel. Once you gave chalitza to Leah and then to Rachel, have a chalitza to Rachel chalitza psula. Rachel's chalitza is a weaker chalitza because you can't do yibum to her. It's a chayz chalitzasa. You did chalitza to Leah. Why did Shmuel say it's not true? You can do chalitza to Leah, and that will pater her co-wife as well. If you're telling me Shmuel holds Ein Zika, that means Leah is eligible for Yibum. If Leah is eligible for Yibum, then her chalitza is 100% strong chalitza. If her 100% strong chalitza, it frees her tzara. So why did Shmuel say chalitza achis leniftu tzaras? It's not true. One of them is true.
What?
Because you can't do Yibum for Rachel. But Leah was eligible for Yibum. Her Chalitza is 100% Chalitza.
Well, I just don't understand. The thing with Ein Zika, who says there's Achos de Kukaso?
There is no Achos de Kukaso.
But there's Achos, but there's...
Because there's Ein Zika.
But there's Achos...
Chalitza is a totally different answer. Nothing to do with Zika.
It's
nothing to do with Zika. No.
Well, Zika, when we say Zika, we bring that early. Right?
Right.
There's no...
Zog to Gemara, you're right. My loy niftu atzaras nami de kamar atzar de rochum. When Shmuel said, chalas la'achis loy niftu atzaras, he meant the second one. Ein achi nami, if you give chalitza to Leah, it frees her, co-wife. If you gave chalitza to Leah and then to Rachel, Rachel's co-wife is not free because you couldn't do yibum to Rachel. Frak the Gemara, but Sarais Kama, Shmuel used plural, right? Chalat la'achyais loy niftaru Sarais Now, according to you, shouldn't be like Niftru Tsarais, it should be like Niftru Tsara. Only one of the co-wives doesn't get it freed. Zakta Gemara, Tsarais de Alma. It means, in more cases, if you have cases like this, in each case, there'll be one Tsara that doesn't get freed. The
class of
Tsarais. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rachel that received chalitza at the end, like the pater, she doesn't become pater. The chalitza, the Rachel grua havoi, because Rachel's chalitza is a weaker chalitza. If you wanted to do yibum, you wouldn't be able to. If you wanted to, you could have done yibum. Tsaras the alma. Kalaymer. Kalaychid the misrami kahai gavna. Whenever you have cases like this, leniftru tsaras shalachreina. Now, let me point out the Gemara's next question that we'll do it inside. We really haven't answered the problem. You did chalitza taleya. Perfect chalitza. Abzal frees both of them. Because Leah, you're allowed to do Yibum, ain't Zika? Both Leah and her co-wife. Now, you go do Chalitza to Rachel, it doesn't free the co-wife. How about if you do Chalitza to Rachel's co-wife? Would that free Rachel? It's a Mashma Shmuel says yes. Why? You're still back to the same problem. Both Rachel and her co-wife can't have Yibum. Rachel can't have Yibum because she's Achayitz Chalutzasai. And the co-wife can't have Yibum because she's the Tzara of Achayitz Chalutzasai. And again, just like they asked the sister of the Chalutza, they asked the co-wife. So again, you're back to the same problem. Why is doing Yibum to the co-wife any better than doing Chalutza to Rachel? You've just, all you've done is you've removed half the question. The beginning we had the question with Leah and Rachel. You took Leah out of the picture. Wonderful. Now you're stuck with Rachel. But the bottom line is, Rachel is Aser for Yibum, her co-wife is Aser for Yibum. Why is one Yibum better than the other? If you give Chalitza to Rachel's co-wife, Rachel becomes freed? Does the Tzara of Rachel pater Rachel? But now we learn, Aser Adam B'Tzara's Krivus Chalutzasai. You're not allowed to marry the Tzara of your Chalutz's relative. Your Chalutz's sister's co-wife is Aser. So then what does Shmuel mean? We're back to the question.
Why isn't that a gazer on a gazer?
Again. I'll get there in a second, okay? Let me just, I don't want to interrupt the trend of thought. Again. You started off that we held Yazika. So we had a problem. Why is doing Chalitza to the Tzaras better than the sisters? So we said, you know what? Ain't Zika. So we said, ain't Zika, so then you can do Chalitza to Leah. Yes, you can. Do Chalitza to Leah, it potters everybody. But you can't do Chalitza to Rachel. But you can do Chalitza to Rachel Tzara. It's the same thing. It's the same question. All you've done is moved it over from both to one. It's not Xerah because it's modeled after the Deraisa. We treat a Chalutza as if it were, it's not biblical, but we treat it, we modeled the rabbinic one after the biblical one. And since the biblical one includes Tzaras, so does the rabbinic one.
Krovas, it's called Krovas, what?
Tzaras, Krivas, Chalutzasai.
Okay, is that the same type of Isser as
Well, that's what we're saying now. Again, you want to give the Gemara. Again, we learned. What? If there's nothing, this is nothing. This is deraisa.
You mean to tell me even hold Yeshika?
There's no. We went through this a million and a half times. Try one more time. Zika and this sugya. I'm not saying it'll never come up, but at this point, Zika is rabbinic only. No biblical overtones.
if you hold Ein Zika, it's still Marashach. Is it there a bound or not a bound?
I'll do it one more time. Midaraisa, all the bond does is it doesn't let the woman get married. You're not related to your Yavama. There's no marital bond between a person and his Yavama. Not at all.
Lashuk, he would get a love?
She would get a love.
Oh, but someone's getting a love.
She's getting a love.
Because she's bound to him, that's why.
No. Well, you get a love for eating chazer also. You hold Ein Zika. He's been driving. This question has been asked 100 times.
Rebbe.
In different ways, he's been asking the same question. It's a very valid question, but he's not accepting.
Ein Zika, why can't she just get married?
Right. Because the Torah said she has to wait to be released. But she's not married to him.
Not a bad question.
Did I say it was a bad question?
Well,
I just said it was asked 100 times.
100 times, that means I'm mentally.
That's the show. You're hearing the answer, but you're not absorbing the answer.
The
Torah asks her to get married without the benefit of Yibum Mechalitza, but there's no marital relationship between the two.
But
it's a side Isser. It's a side Isser called.
What is there?
The Torah's chiyuv for her to get released. That's all.
No, it means that she's bound if she has to get released.
She's bound to him, but not maritally. She's not married to him.
No.
See, the word bound has different meanings. You can be bound to somebody with a rope, but you're not married to them. You're tied to them. You're bound to them. Does that mean you can't marry their sister? Bound is a word that has multiple translations. Bound means you're connected. You can be connected in a non-marital way.
Zuckuk means connected.
Exactly.
Ein Zuck means you're not connected.
You're not connected maritally. Is there such a word?
Connected maritally?
What?
Zuckuk
does. Rabbinically, they created a rabbinic form of marriage, some aspects of marriage, by this connection. Let me spice it up a little bit. This lady was your brother, was the person's brother's wife. She has to be released from her husband. She's not released from her husband because her husband had a brother and didn't have any children. So the Torah needs a release from her husband. But she's not in any way, fashion or form, have any marriage shaychus to her brother-in-law. She just has a side issur that says, your death of your husband did not release you because you have no children and a brother. Came along to Rabbanan and said, no, we want to make some kind of relationship between the two, rabbinically. Rabbinically. Biblically, there's no marriage relationship between the two. Decided, I can't eat chazer. The woman can't eat chazer, and she can't get married. Both are different lives. She can't eat nevela, and she can't eat on Yom Kippur. And she also can't get married without getting released.
Yeah, but I think what he's saying is very simple.
I know what he's saying, and I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but there's something else I think is also a very smart thing to
say. No, it's very smart. Whatever you say is so smart.
Why do they have to come into a... First thing, Chazer Shalom, you know in Chazer, finish it, whatever again. Well, why did we have to give a whole Kishkul Torah of why she needs a way to get out? Let's say, if you want to get out... I can say you want to get out. You know why? You have to get out. Why was there a lumpness behind it?
Why did Chazal add Zika?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You have to talk to
that. That's the question. That is the main question.
That's not what you asked till now.
But now that's the question. Why do they go into the root of the thing? If a person can't get out, I can't. It takes plenty. Why? I can't. Okay. Same thing. You can't. Person cannot marry someone else until they get some either Yibum or Chalitza.
It strengthens the need for Chalitza.
If I would say there's no thing to do with Zika, and still there's a law that the person marries the Shuk.
Right.
Is that enough for you? No.
If you marry that lady's sister, Daraisa, she can't do Yibum or Chalitza to her.
Yeah.
That's the Bal permits the Sibum. That's not yet Zika. That's not yet Zika.
So why
did everyone
say don't marry your sister?
They treat... You want me to speculate? I'll speculate. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. But if you say you want him to have a Svara, why did Rabbanan say Jezika? It's because they said, again, Yitzchak Margaretin, speculation. It's worth as much as my speculation is worth, which is not all that much. Again, that they saw a woman who can't get married because of the existence of another man. So they said, in order to people to understand this kind of iser, they said, view it as if a partial marriage. And they added that aspect to it, in my mind, to make people understand the fact that she's bound to another man. Well, my sister, she's bound biblically to another man. Not in a marital way, but she's bound. So they said to us, to make it work, we will add trappings of marriage to it. Again, am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. But it's clear that this sugya holds that Zika is only rabbinic. Again, the word Zika has many translations. She's bound biblically in the sense that she can't get married until she's free.
That's all we need.
Rabbanan decided, but if you hold Ein Zika, they agree with Avraham Cohen. There was no reason to add anything. The Maldamin says, yes, Zika says, Rabbanan came along and added a new level here. I'm glad we're having this conversation because we're going to have Zika about 100 times in this Masechta, another 100 times. And let's get it straight once and for all. Now, we did have one time that one man the Omar said Zika is biblical. We did have it. And we're going to have it again. But that's not the accepted Zika of the whole Masechta. Those are the outliers, the exceptions.
Yesterday, last night, Dr. Harris read me a Rashi that says, Zika Havi Loki Ishto.
Rabbinically.
Bothered by that? Why is it Ishto? Why
does it say it? Because it's rabbinically Ishtai. Let me ask you a question. You know that with the rice, you're allowed to eat chicken and milk cooked together? You know that? I can make myself a beautiful pizza with chicken on top of it. With the rice,
chicken marsala.
And then came along Drabbanan and said it's utter. Now, when a guy eats chicken and milk, you tell him, wow, it's rabbinic. What do you say he just ate busted b'chalav? What do you tell the guy? Wow, he didn't violate the raisa. He only, is that the way you look at people every time they do something? You analyze whether it's biblical or rabbinic. It becomes under the heading of busted b'chalav. Drabbanan expanded. Now, of course, it's only rabbinic, but it goes under the heading of Bas Megalov. They expanded Yibum to be a rabbinic sort of marriage, a Zika, a rabbinic sort of marriage. So, yes, and the bottom line is it's like a wife, rabbinically, just like Bas Megalov is like Bas Megalov, rabbinically. Chicken is like meat, rabbinically. I'm just using this as an analogy. I'm not trying to say that a woman is Bas Megalov, you know what I mean? I'm happy it's coming up because this has to be resolved once and for all.
I'm not sure it is, but
why can't you hear that? There's a difference between the rise of the Rabbanan.
What? I
hear? No, you're allowed to question. There's nothing wrong. But
no, what is bothering him?
I know. Explain to me what's bothering him.
Why is it when we tell someone you can't eat kazer, nobody except nobody says, oh, why not? Why don't we analyze everything?
We do.
What?
We do.
When you can't eat kosher,
yeah.
You think about it, why can't I eat it?
I guess my buzz is the Ein Zika. It's not really Ein Zika because there's still something there.
It means there's no rabbinic edition called Zika. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara again. Atzaras Rachel mi Miftura. If you do Yibum to Tzaras Rachel, does that free Rachel? But not. Atzar Adam Tzaras Krei Bas Chalutzasai. A person cannot marry the Tzara of its Chalutz's relative, Tzaras Achais Chalutzasai. And therefore, there's no difference doing Yibum to Rachel or to her Tzara. Why does one work better than the other? Zok de Gemara. Shmuel Nami, Hitzchul Belo Hitzchul Kamar. This is the first answer to Gemara. This is not the one Rashi brought at the beginning of the page. What Shmuel says is as follows. Rachel and Leah follow Yibum. They each have a co-wife. If you do Chalitza to Leah's co-wife, again, Ein Zika. You could have done Yibum to Leah's co-wife. Ein Zika. You could have done Yibum to Leah. They were both eligible for Yibum. They're both top-of-the-line Chalitzas. If you do Yibum to Leah's co-wife, not to Leah, then you can do if you do Chalitza to Leah's co-wife, which is a perfectly good Chalitza, because again, Ein Zika. So Shmuel holds you could have done Yibum to Leah or to her co-wife. You decided to do Chalitza to Leah's co-wife. Now, you can go to Rachel. She is not a Chayt to Chalutzasai, because you didn't do Chalitza to her sister. You can do Yibum to her. You can do Chalitza to her. You can do Yibum to her co-wife. You can do Chalitza to her co-wife. There's nothing wrong. Because you did Chalitza to Leah's co-wife. Leah's co-wife does not ban Rachel from Yibum. She's not your Chalutzasai. Therefore, if you do Yibum to Leah's co-wife, then you can do Yibum to either Rachel or her co-wife. Because everybody's mutter Yibum. You could have been Miyabim Leah's co-wife. You decided to do Chalitza. You could be Miyabim Rachel now. You could be Miyabim Rachel's co-wife now. They're not related to the one you gave Chalitza to. Therefore, you can now give Chalitza either to Rachel or to her co-wife. But if you gave Chalitza to Leah, then you have to give Chalitza to both Rachel and to her co-wife, because no one is better than the other. So if you start Bitzaras, if your first Chalitza was to Leah's co-wife, then you can give Chalitza to either Rachel or her co-wife, because they're both eligible to Yibum. If you started with Leah, that banned Yibum from Rachel and her co-wife. Therefore, you have to give Chalitza to both. That's the first shot in Shmuel. Dr. Gemara. Shmuel nami hitzchul v'lo hitzchul kamar. Depends where you start. Hitzchul v'achyais, if you started by giving Chalitza to Leah, who you could have given Yibum to. Remember, Shmuel's going Ein Zika. Lo yigma b'tzaras. Then you're stuck. You're going to have to give Chalitza to both, because neither of the two are eligible for Yibum. You can't marry Rachel, you can't marry her Tzara. Hitzchul b'tzaras. But if you gave Chalitza to Leah's Tzara, Yigmar Abachyas, then you can give Chalitza to Rachel herself, or Yibum to Rachel herself. Then, Mutar Adam B'Krei B'Tzaras Chalutzasai. You're allowed to marry the relative of your Chalutz's co-wife. You can't marry the co-wife of your Chalutz's relative, but you can marry the relative of your co-wife's can marry the sister of the co-wife of the one you gave Chalitza to. If you gave Chalitza to Leah, you can't marry Rachel, nor can you marry her Sarah. If you gave Chalitza to Leah Sarah, you can marry Rachel or Sarah. Correct. Rashi. That is the first answer in Shmuel. Rashi. And according to this answer, there's no difference in the answer of the sisters or the tzaras. Rashi?
That's why he said plural.
That's why he said plural. Well, not really, because it's still only going on the second one, because the first one was a great chalitza.
Yeah, but he's saying on the first one, you shouldn't marry the sister because it'll save you a chalitza in the end.
Could be. Rashi. Some trashy. But not, call it Yehachi. The Tzara is the Kamer Shmuel, but Tzara is the Rachel Shechol Tzabachrein Kamer. It's going on Rachel Sara. Call it the Tzara is Nifter Achri Bitmia. You can call it the Tzara is Achai Tzachaluta. Nifter Achai Tzachaluta. Rachel Sara with absolve Rachel. A Tzara is the Rachel me Mifter Achalita, the Tzara me Mifter Rachel. But not Bachai, let's utter Adam, but Tzara is Karbis Chalutasa. But Pulu Loihai is the Tzara me Achav. Elaminachri. You couldn't marry Rachel's co-wife if she is Chalutza's sister, whether she's married to your brother or not. The time also mafarish. The Gemara will explain this in the fourth merit. The Chanami, Abi Boy Yibum, Elay Motzi, he couldn't do Yibum. Hitzchol Ba'achir, Shechalutz V'leya, Lo Yigmer B'taras. Loi Patra Chalisa Sar, the Rachel is Rachel. Nan, Atzer Adam, the Koshkin Lo Yigmer B'achir, Meshuri, Chalitza Srochel, Lem Iftar Tzar, the Lam Chalitza Marius Tihi. Now Chalitza Chalitza, it's his sister of his Chalutza. Now Shtem Tzir, his Chalitza. His chub tzaris, but if you started with the tzaris, shechalut to tzaris leya. Yigmar af ba'achyus im rotsa lachlitz the rochel nifter tzarasa. Ava got the rochel kribes leya. She he tzaras chalutzasai. Rochel was related to leya, who's a co-wife of the chalutza. Like a riyabachit, it doesn't diminish anything. But my mutter on the kribes leos chalutzasai, you can marry her. But kenamik even to ain zika, you have a bayi livum in the rochel meyabim. Since ain zika. And she's not the relative of your chalutza. You could be meyabmer, but coach can't come her b'tzaras rochel v'loy rochel. This week of most of today, it's even better. That is answer number one. Yes. What bothered you last night? I hope it didn't scare your sleep.
I don't sleep much, but
I believe you that too. Also,
why is Shmuel saying all this in Ein Zika? I mean, it's like. I hold a B.H. Zika, but I'll explain Ain Zika for you.
That's called being intellectually honest.
No, is there a Mandi Amr who holds Ain Zika?
Yeah, Rob.
Let him explain it.
Well, Shmuel is being intellectually honest.
It's not like Rob's not here.
Maybe he was there, maybe he wasn't. They lived in different cities at one point.
This whole plot is, I'm going to explain it for I'll take Rob's, let me explain it.
It's called being intellectually honest. No, don't you think they should be honest? They're not running for president, you know what I mean? They're trying to figure out Emes of Tyra.
Rob explained the other.
Exactly.
But did he?
Yeah, he did. The Gemara said before, he explained the other Shita. Again, if they're running for president, they sit and lie and do everything just to get themselves elected. Here, they're trying to figure out the Emes of Tyra. So they're trying to explain both opinions. Imagine if you had Trump explain Biden cheetah. He couldn't. There's no cheetah to explain. Right? They're not interested in truth. These Amoraim live truth. That's all they live for. We live in an Ilam HaShaker. They lived in an Ilam HaEmes. I don't mean Ilam HaEmes, Emes. They lived in this world, but it was totally truth. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, Vailam Kitakamrat. And this is the answer that Rashi referred to all the way back. Stick to the original Pshat. Yes, Zika. You can't marry Rachel. You can't marry Leah. You can't marry any of their tzaras. But one is still weaker than the other. Shungoyoy Lima Zika, the Shwil Tzara Kareva. It's not even. It's like it removed one step. Tzara. Achais Zukakasai is a higher level Isser than the Tsaras Achais Zukakasai. One little step removed. Therefore, Tsaras Achais Zukakasai is better. It's a better Chalitza. It's not perfect. Koaiz is a one step removed. So Shmuel is saying, you give Chalitza to the best one. Pick your best choice. Is this perfect? No, it's not perfect. You can't do even to this lady. Is it better than the other one? Yeah, it's better than the other one. Rashi. Like we thought Shmuel said at the beginning, Chalos ha'achis v'niftru tzaras mishim diyet zika. The chalitzas ha'achis gurua, and the chalitzas of the sister is weaker. V'afilu tzaras le'ya le'niftru. And even if you did chalitza to le'ya, it wouldn't absolve her tzara. Chalos l'tzaras niftru achis, the chalitzas of mishubachis mishal achis. It's better. With the kashalach ha'the tzaras ha'chis isha b'zika. You can't do yibum. It's the same level? Why? It's not the same level. It's not the same level. The real Gzeira was Achaisakuka. A step under was Tsaras Achaisakasa. And all Shmuel was saying is, one's better than the other. Then neither of them are perfect. They're both not eligible for Yibam. But Shmuel's not saying you have to be eligible for Yibam. He's saying, give the best shot.
What about that story Rebbe said about modeling after the Doraisa?
Obviously, it's not 100% modeled after the Doraisa. It's almost modeled after the Doraisa. Dr. Gemara, Tanya Kavasa de Ravashi. Chalas la'akash, l'niftru taras. The Braisa says, you give chalitza to Leia or Rachel, the Tzaras are in Patur. The Tzaras live to Rachias. My time up. Now, over here, to do to the Braisa what you did to Shmuel in the first Tzaras is difficult to do. The Braisa is a Braisa. In Shmuel, you can play around that that's what he meant. The Braisa is more explicit. My time up. It's not as strong enough. That is Shot in the Braisa, if you learn like Ravashi. Amar Rav Abba Bar Mamul, it's not a Raya. Meaning, you could learn the Braisa like Ravashi. You could learn the Braisa like Ravashi, that the Isser Tzara is stronger than the Isser. The sister is stronger than the Tzara. But it's not, there's other ways to learn this Braisa. How could you learn this Braisa? Hamani Bishamahi. Now, this is introducing something a whole new. Back on Daf Yud Gimel, we said that Beis Shammai disagreed with the whole halacha of Tzaras Erva. They said if a person has an Erva fall to Yibum, the co-wife is mutter Yibum. All the way back on Daf Yud Gimel, we had Beis Shammai that disputed the whole concept of Tzaras Erva. He got involved in the sugya. Did Beis Shammai did what they did? They didn't do what they did, but that was the Mission over there. If you learn like Beis Shammai, you can marry Tzaras Erva. To be sure, can marry Tzaras Achaisukukasai. You can marry a Tzaras sister of an Erva. So for sure, the Isser Achaisukukasai wouldn't go to the Tzara. So this Braisa says if you give Chalitza to the sister, you couldn't do Yibum. Doesn't pass to the Tzaras. If you give Chalitza to the Tzara, it passes the sister. You can marry the Tzara. So the Braisa could be like Beis Shammai. Hamani Beis Shammai, Nam Beis Shammai Matirin, Hatzaras Lachem. Frekti Gemari Yoch Yibum in Amit Yisyabim. So why did it say Cholatz? You can give Yibum. So the Gemara Kareb Yechen Ben Nuri, we had this back in the first Perek. Kareb Yechen Ben Nuri wanted to make a takana that Tzaras Erev should get Chalitza no Yibum to satisfy both Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. So therefore the Braisa says Chalitza. We don't want Yibum because according to Beis Hillel, the kids will be Mamzerim. So we want to stop that, so we say Chalitza. Gemara said earlier, they tried to do it, it never got done. They never made this Takana. So why does the Braisa say Chalatz? It can take Yibum to the Tzara. Later on, they did make this takana. But according to Beis Shammai, you should only do chalitza to avoid the problem of mazeres. According to Beis Hillel, Rashi, tzaras la'achin, afilu tzaras ha'chais isha tzara li'yivume. You can even be meliyabim the sister, tzara of the sister. Kol shekein tzaras ha'chais zikuka. Yehalkam ma'itol l'chol tzivum, yinam yisyabim ha'tzara. Should also do yibum. And the answer is, rabbinically, they banned Yibum in order not to give Beis Hillel a problem of Mamzeres. End of this part of the sugya of Shmuel and Rav with the three sisters that we got into. Now we are moving on. Correct. Correct. I can't hear you. Yes.
The case of Shmuel
and Rav would say they both need chalitza. Right. Because Rav holds that chalitza psula does not pass to the tzara. Shmuel holds you have to give your best. Even if it's chalitza psula, but as long as your best, it passes both. Correct. Iba Elohu. Now we're saying a new shaila. Iba Elohu. Bailus gets Bailus Maimer. Ezem Mehem Kedema. Okay? Now this guy, Reuben died, left over two wives. No erva, nothing. Two wives. Shimon decided, for whatever reason, he gave a mimer to one of the wives, and he gave a get to the other wife. Rabbinic. A mimer to one, a get to the other. Two co-wives. Reuben died, left two wives.
Not two.
No erva, nothing. Reuben died, left two wives. Shimon, the single guy, okay? It makes no difference if he's married, he's not married. No relationship to any of Reuben's wives. There's his brother's wives. There's a mitzvah of Yibum, or Chalitza. There's any one of the two. He went and gave a rabbinic mimer to one of the two. Okay, now what he should have done now is to Yibum. Mimer and then Yibum. He then gave a get to the other one. So now he can't do Yibum. Because he gave a get. So what he has to do is give a get to the Mimer. But now he has to give Chalitza. Who should he give Chalitza to? Should he give, we just finished. Should he give Chalitza to the one he gave Mimer to? Or should he give Chalitza to the one he gave get to? Both have strikes against them. One has a stronger Zika based on the Mimer than the other one, and one has a weaker Zika based on the Gat. Which is the one to give Chalitza to? Yes.
Does it matter which one's first, the Gat or the Mimer?
Rashi sets it up with the Mimer. I don't think it makes a difference. Rashi, I'm just reading Rashi. Again, I'm reading Rashi. That's what Rashi sets it up at. I don't think it makes a difference, but Rashi sets it up that way. I know. So according to that, he can give the get to one and then give her chalitza. But the Gemara wants to know if he doesn't give the get, which of the, he wants to give chalitza right away, which is the one he should give chalitza to.
Hello?
I hear it.
Okay. I thought after Mimer you have to give get.
What?
Then we have yesterday, after Mimer you give a get?
If you want to, if you don't want to do Yibum.
But how do you
could do Yibum right after Mimer, there would be no problem.
Yes, but how do you give get after Mimer? How do you do Chalitza after Mimer?
Oh, you can do Chalitza, but you still also have to give a get.
Okay. So the Chalitza, how does the Chalitza help the one that has Mimer?
Oh, it helps biblically.
Okay.
Biblically, the Mimer is worthless.
What does the get do?
It's a rabbinic thing to ban Yibum.
Two.
Anybody. Everybody. Again, there's no biblical meaning to any get or mimer. It's all rabbinic.
And once the mimer's done that get, he can't say the get is nothing. It's just a chasp of alma. Because it doesn't, it's meaningless because he did mimer on the top.
That would be a nice thing to say, just not true. I can't say that you couldn't argue that. I can say that halachically it's not true.
And that's solved because there's the rabbinic Zika? Because there's rabbinic Zika?
Nothing to do with Zika.
So what?
They made it that kind of called Mimer. They made it that kind of called Get. Independent of Zika. Ain't Zika.
And Get is stronger than Mimer.
Why is one stronger than the other?
Get cancels the mimer.
True. It cancels it in the sense that you can't finish off Yibum. It doesn't cancel the mimer. It eliminates the ability of Yibum.
If he was to But the whole point of the
mimer
is that you can only do
yibum
with this wife.
True.
Which is
canceled.
True.
And if he does yibum to the one he said mimer to, yeah, without doing it, he gives me out over.
After the get?
Yeah.
He violated the rabbanu list.
Why?
Because once he was a get to one,
he can't do yibum to anybody in this house. Rabbinically.
If there was a mimer to the other one.
Yes. As Corey pointed out, the get canceled the ability of doing Yibum. Correct. Again, once you do Yibum, you're married to her.
No, but he did
Chalitza
to the second one.
Before he did Yibum to the first? He can't be Miyab. Once he did Chalitza.
And then he decided to do
Chalitza
on the get.
Right.
So then he can't marry the.
Of course not. If he does chalitza, he can't marry any of them.
Yeah.
Now, she needs a get for a mimer.
Right.
Mimer requires a rabbinic get to remove the rabbinic mimer.
He can't go back and remarry her.
Because, well, did he give chalitza or did he not give chalitza? I don't know which case you're going on. So then, now, okay, so once you give chalitza, you're not allowed to marry any of your brother's wives. It's not a chayt, nothing. It's ages up. Well, it's a shayla. Is it a lav or a deraisa? Question is it karis, not karis? Might be karis. Machlekes or shlakes or Rabbi Yochanan. We had it back on daf, I believe, Yudim and Beis. Whether if you marry the tzara of the one you gave chalitza to, is it karis or is it a lav? But it's a sure a lav. It's biblical. That's a sure biblical.
For all the brothers, too?
For all the brothers, it's for sure car. But that's the machlokes, your shlokes, your yechanan. There were two machlokes in there. One is whether the guy who gave chalitza to a tzara, whether that's the karis or a lav. And one is the other brothers, is it a karis or a lav. Two machlokes in your shlokes, your yechanan. Back on Yudim and Beis. So again, Yibayiluhu. Baalus aget ubaalus maimer eitz ben kedemus. Which one is it better to give chalitza to? Point to Shmuel that you give your best shot. Who's your best shot here? Baalus aget adifa is the baalus aget better mishum the aschuba because the chalitza you're in the chalitza process. Adum ubaalus maimer adifa mishum the kriv lebia. Maybe you should go with the stronger one because. That's the better one to give it to. Which is the better one?
Why is it better to give it to
the second one? Which I don't know which the second one is.
So you said that if you started the chalitza, but I get it. You gave a get, so you started a chalitza process.
Right.
So why is the other one better?
Because of the two.
You did mimer, so why
no, because you can make an argument that you want to remove the stronger Zika rather than the weaker one. Get weakened. The bond. Mimer strengthened the bond. Now chalitza is going to sever the bond.
You
want to sever the stronger one or the weaker one? Which is the better one? Dr. Ashi, balas agetu, balas mimer, ochem shemeis, v'loi beis nashim. Balas is that mimer, luzu, v'get luzu. B'shuv atzu liyabim. Can't do yibim, v'kad loy v'loy yivna. Kivin shehizchu la'garish, this is rabbinic. Ezim emaguna lachleitz. Which is the better one to give chalitza to? The lift of tzara said the pata the tzara. Amar avashi tashma. Okay, now to understand this, tomorrow I'm going to give an introduction. Tomorrow we will continue, but let me give the introduction. What happens? This is a machlokes in Perek number 5. Reuben dies, leaves two wives. Shimon does mimer to Rachel, and then does mimer to Leah. Don't ask me why he's a weirdo. He's doing these things. But that's what he did. He did mimer to Rachel, and then he did mimer to Leah. Does Leah need a get? He did mimer to Rachel. Can you do a mimer to a second wife? Or, he gave a get to Rachel, and then he gave a get to Leah. Is that get meaningful at all?
The second.
Sort of the machlokes. Hanakama says, yes. Reb Gamliel says, you can only do one mimer or one get. You can't do both in one. You can't. You have one mimer, one get. But Rav Gamliel agrees, if you do mimer in one and get in the other, that does work. You can't do two mimers, and you can't do two git. But you can do a mimer and a get, or a get and a mimer. We will talk about this tomorrow.